So, Ambassador Diaz, thanks so much for coming into studios today. Now, pretty much anyone that you talk to can tell you where they were and what they were doing on 9/11, September 11th, 2001. Pope John Paul II saw it on the television screens. He was appalled and shocked by what he saw. He called them a dark day in our history and a terrible assault against human dignity. Where were you and what was going through your mind when you saw those images?
Actually, I was at St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Florida. At that point, I was both professor and dean of the Catholic Seminary. And I remember very vividly the moment when the airplane struck, and we were gathered, the staff of the seminary were gathered around a table, and of course moments later people began to realize that something was happening in our nation that was not the usual business. And I remember us then having to go through the discernment of what do we do? Do we call the students? Do we, we need to have some type of processing as we ourselves try to deal with this tragedy that begins to unfold before us.
And how did you go about that? I mean, that was such a emotional time.
And I think that those are the times when the voice of reason, when prayer, when faith all come together, when communities begin to really, people begin to depend upon each other, and it's one of those times that you wish that you could extrapolate and you could magnify it and you can perpetuate eternally, because it is one of those times when differences that at times divide us seem disappeared, and we stood together as one people, and we helped each other, and so I think that in terms of the seminary community, in terms of the students, the lay, and the seminarians, we gathered for conversation, we gathered for processing, for prayer, for the natural sentiments that are part of the human being at times like this.
You know, some Americans have told me that before 9/11, they really had taken their freedom and this democracy that we have for granted. Mm-hmm. It has been 10 years since the terrorist attacks in the United States. Is the United States a changed nation?
I think so. I clearly, we teach experience, and with each day we learn anew and appreciate the values and the freedoms that we enjoy. I know this as an ambassador. With all the security that surrounds me, I appreciate a little more the value of freedom than I did before. So, and I think that the attacks on 9/11 made us more aware of how precious freedom is, and how precious the opportunity to just even walk in a street without fear of being attacked, and without violence, and without bombs dropping on you and your children, and so I think that that it was again a moment where we were made very much aware of those fundamental freedoms that we sometimes any of us at one given moment may take for granted.
You know, I found myself the other night trying to tell my kids mm-hmm. what had happened on 9/11. I mean, the youngest, it was too young to remember anything, but the oldest is 14, and so he was 4 when it happened. And I had a hard time, Mm-hmm. It's also, you have to be so politically mm-hmm. correct these days, know exactly what to say, what not to say. Mm-hmm. How do you explain 9/11 to your kids, your mm-hmm. father?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that this is something that we clearly, each family has to discuss and discusses. I think that, and I know that we'll be doing this over the next few days. I think it's important to tell our kids that first and foremost, this is a, you know, it's a time to remember, you know, the persons, innocent persons and the innocent lives that were lost. And to stand with, there is a Spanish word, acompañamiento, the English is accompaniment,
you know,
to stand with, with those family members and friends who lost so much. But it is also, I think, a time to tell kids about the resilience of the human spirit, that love, hope, triumphs over violence and evil, that ultimately the forces that tie us together are greater than the forces that drive us apart, and that, yes, religion can be misused, that people from different cultures and nations can act violently, but that ultimately people from every nation and every religious tradition have that seed of wisdom and love of neighbor that is much more powerful than those other forces. And I think that the last 10 years have shown, in fact, that that's the case. We've seen the international community draw together. We've seen the cooperation and the collective, you know, just efforts on behalf of various nations, communities, and peoples to fight terrorism and to try to prevent something like this from ever happening again.
Well, I know that you're quite active in this, and you've organized a few events around the 9/11 anniversary, including getting young people to come in and talk about it. I'm assuming that some of these kids weren't old enough or were very young at the time when 9/11 happened to understand what happened. So how can you work through this dialogue to bridge the gaps between people of different cultures and work that way towards a future of peace?
I think it's always important to tell the stories, to share stories even with people who were not there, as is the case with many of our kids. I think this is a good part of memory. And you tell that story in as truthful way as you can so that we can learn. And we can learn so as not to repeat or try to do whatever we can to prevent. This event that our embassy is sponsoring, 9/11, with a number of young people from all over the world, will be an opportunity for them to share their own vision, too, of what the future should be, what the present is and what the present is not, and what the future should be. And it is a way for diplomats and adults also to listen to the young people, because in them it's also found the seeds of hope, clearly the seeds of creativity and the seeds of new beginnings and a new earth and a new society that will hopefully be less violent and more peaceful.